Is the Maisa yesterday we left off with the halachas of selling chomutz gomo, and we mentioned that avada meika din it's mutter, but there are those that are machmer who don't. People that don't sell chomutz gomo. If you have that minig, you keep the minig. Avada you're not mechoyev to take on the minig, but there is a shtarka mokim for such a minig. Now, if a person does have the minig of not selling chomutz gomo, what is included in chomutz gomo? What is actually called real chomutz and what's not? And then, if a person wants to take on and not sell real chomutz, what is included in this chomutz? So, number one, it's another poshet. Chomutz gomo obviously means bread, pita bread, cakes, biscuits, pastries, all of these things. Chomutz gomo, who are din? Whiskey, beer, all of these things are also chomutz gomo. Wheat and barley, we'll get to flour in a moment. Wheat and barley is a chashash rochoik shel chomutz, right? The rove of them do not become wet, and therefore if you have, for example, barley that in a packaging from the cholent, so then in an achanami you don't have to sell that, but you could. The meaning is that we sell it because of a chashash of chomutz. Again, if a person has a meaning not to sell real chomutz, so he won't sell cakes, pastries, and beer. But he will sell a packet of barley because he needs that for the Heilige Chulent. That's a chashash rochuk of chomets. What about flour? A bag of regular, untouched, closed, sealed flour. So that is called a taruvus of chomets. It's a shayla whether or not it became wet, didn't become wet, whatever it is. So lemaisa, even if you do not sell real chomets, people sell flour. What about kitnius? For example, people have beans from the chulent. People have all sorts of things like corn, all these sort of things which are shaylas of kitnius, right? All of these things, 100%, is no shayla whatsoever. There's not chomets bechlal. There's no need to sell it, even if you don't eat it, because that's your minute, because you're an Ashkenazi yid. Ob lemaisa, you don't have to go along and sell it. Snacks. So it depends. Many chocolates have in them, for example, wheat, and they have chomets in their mamash, even though there's not a wafer type. So you have to be very, very careful. And another person should close away and put away all of his snacks to be sold with the goy, even if you don't sell. Again, chomets gomo. There is a makom to sell these things, so we don't know what goes on over there.
Twizzlers?
Soya sauce. No, candy's not.
Twizzlers.
Unless
Twizzlers has wheat.
Yeah, that would be chomets gomo. Very good. The same thing would apply by soya sauce. Soya sauce also has flour in it. Some types, not all of them, has flour in it. And therefore, a person has to be careful. That could be chomets gomo, which means if you're machmir not to sell chomets gomo, don't sell the soya sauce. Now, spreads. For example, when a person has peanut butter, a jar of peanut butter, a jar of chocolate spread, there's nothing chomets about such a thing. But the only problem is we're worried that with your knife that you spread the peanut butter, you put it back into the peanut butter jar, and there could be a couple of things of chomets over there. It's a chashash, which means, even if you're machmeh, not to sell chomets gomo, when it comes to over here, you can be mekum, because it's only a chashash ba'alma. The kachani naik, I try belineda not to sell chomets gomo. Kaponim, when it comes to peanut butter jars, and all these sorts of things where it's only a chashash, then I will sell. Mustard also could be a taruvus of chomets. Mayonnaise is kidneyous and therefore does not need to be sold bichlal. Medicines. Now, without going into the sugya, because it's a velt of a sugya, other medicines generally are not chomets. There are certain medicines that do have chomets in them. Even on the side that there is chomets inside it, it's chomets taruvus, which means that you are about to sell it to a goy, even if your meaning is not to sell real chomets. Meat, fish, chicken, wine, grape juice, all these things, there is absolutely no tzorich bechalal to sell to a goy. Salt, we mentioned this I think last time, that salt, table salt for sure in America, has flour in it, has all sorts of things inside actually. Regular table salt, kashering salt that they use for malicha, is much thicker and therefore it has only pure salt. Masha'enking table salt is not 100% pure, which is by the way another reason why people should have kosher Pesach salt, but akoponim, again, it's a chashash of chomets. A person should sell it if he does. Now, let's go to what I wanted to discuss today, and that is Seder HaMechira. How does it work, right? You sell your chomets. No, everybody does it. What's the Maisa, the Seder HaDvarim? So in the olden days, it's brought down in the Svarim HaKadoshim, and in the olden days, everybody sold their own chomets. You went out to a guy, even if you knew him, even if he lived in your house, and you said to him, do me a favor, I'd like to sell you my chomets, or I'd like to give you my chomets, b'matana gemura. What's that, Loche? How about it works? And that was taka the minig that they used to do. However, the minig is now in Klal Yisrael, that the Ruv, or the Moed Asra, or the Shliach that was given by the Ruv, or the Pesach, whatever it is, these people normally sell the chomets. That's how it normally works. What's the pshat? This minig goes back to the Zman of the Balatanya. And another reason is because it's very, very intricate halachas. There's a lot of halachas, a lot of kinyonim, a lot of things going on. You sell it to a pesagai, you do it yourself. For example, I had a guy that came to me, he says to me, listen, I have a cleaner that lives in my house. Let me make the chinyan myself. I could do mishicha ala milas, right? I could do the same thing. I said, be careful. I've heard that you could, and I used to do it that way. But you have to know what you're doing. And we're going to explain Be'ez Hashem today all the inyanim that go on when the Rav sells the chumas to the guy, how complicated it actually is. Now, a person has to know, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. The selling of the chometz is not a nice thing to do, it's a joke. No, it's a real sale. Okay, if you look in the Lashon of the Be'alocha, over here in Top Memches, it's a business deal mamish. It's a mamish, a business deal. Just like you sign a business deal, you're signing this. That's klar. The Sechemet brings Kama Poiskim that holds that the rov that you sell it to, the minig was to pay him. Now, there's no official sum. But the minig is you give him money. Shlomo Zalman was takanoid this way, that you give the Rav money for selling the chometz, the shekel away, that he gets a parnasa from it. I'll compare him that as though he's the minig, as though he stayed in Sechemet. Now, let's go now to the Seder Mechir itself. There's a tremendous machloikis rishonim. Which kinyan does a goy have to do to be makna it from a yeet? What, which kinyan does he have to do? Listen to this. It's negated to kolat harikula, right? It's negated to all sorts of things. Shitas Rashi. Rashi, better by the way, it's a Gemara in Bechoris, Daf Gimel or Malalev, that's where it comes from. Rashi's shita is, to kinyan by a yid has to be memeshicha. When you are kind of something from someone else, a Jew, you're kind of memeshicha. A goy is kind of bekesef, with cash. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is faket. Zug Rabbeinu Tam, a yid is kind of bekesef, a goy is koina through Mashiach. Now, the Rambam's got an interesting mahalach. The Rambam holds either or. Either koina b'kesef, or koina b'mashiach. Lefizeh, zuk toises and abu dezor, ayin out of the rosh over there, toises a bit of peretz, and the shulchan of paskins this way, and you were there, some shunchov. That because it's a machoikis rishonim, you should make two kinyonim. Kinyon number one, Mashiach. Kinyon number two, kesef. These are the two kinyonim that zuk the rishonim you should do when you're makna something to a goy. Now, over there, obviously, we're talking about b'chayv, not to a Jew, something else. By a goy, a Jew as well, in Achanami, it would come out in Afkamina, in Achanami, to be a Jew as well. Now, when it comes to Muhammad, that was talking about what? B'chayv, it's talking about a b'chayv, to be makna b'chayv to the goy, so you should have sent to the kohen against the maisa. Ein shom. But when it comes to mechivis chometz, lechatchila, you need kesef and meshicha. Bidi eved. One is good enough. And the Mishnah Berurah writes is clearly in top of Chesed Kotten Yutes. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, but Mashiach is the best thing to do. We discussed this last time. That really the guy is meant to come to your house, take your bottle of whiskey, lift it up, and then you can put it down again. Why? That's Mashiach. It's the best. No, in your house as well. Could be a Mashiach. He was kind of a Mashiach, even in your house. Now, Lemaisa, that's the reason Mishnah Berurah said take it out of your house, anybody gets it out. But Lemaisa Koponim, we don't do Mashiach. We don't do Mashiach. In Kain Zukta Mishnah Berurah, Bidi Eved. You did the other kinyonim, you're okay. By the way, that's one of the reasons we mentioned last year not to sell real chometz. Because the Maisa, the real kinyon you need is Mashiach. He needs to pick up your whiskey. He needs to go into the makolot over there, pick up every single wafer off the shelf. Now, he doesn't do that, as far as I know. Which means, in most cases, you haven't got a lechatchila mechira. Lechatchila mechira is ali de kesef for Mashiach. He doesn't have Mashiach, it just does kesef. Now, in the Chanam, it's a big bayah. Because how is he meant to do Mashiach on 4 million people's worth of chometz around the world? Or 7 billion shekel worth here in Eretz Yisrael? What's he meant to do? So the Maaseh, we don't do Mashiach. That's the halacha. What we do is we do every other kinyan in the book. We open up every Gemara, every Rishon, and we pick every single kinyan that we can possibly find. And we do it with this goy. You should, if you have this chos of being there, B'Shas, when they do the Mechir, it's unbelievable. If you ever saw, it's an amazing thing what goes on over there. They explain him every single thing. It's a Gansa Maisa. That's what we do. We do every single kinyan just in case. Let's go through the kinyanim very quickly. Kinyan number one, Pasha. Kinyan Kesef. Kinyan Kesef is, I give the guy the shtar, and he pays me. Now, how much is he going to pay me? Now, for example, here in Eretz Yisrael, the chometz is going to be worth over 7 billion shekel. He's going to give me 7 billion shekel. Even if he gives me a check, it's a joke. Elamai. He gives me a down payment. He starts off the payment. Here's a down payment here. I'll give you some shekel, and that'll be good enough. Now, the mice that you're meant to be giving, according to Shulchan Aruch, in... that he's meant to give a shavu pruta for every single person in the shtar. And it's very difficult. Because when the Rabbanut, for example, are selling their chometz, they've got, you know, I don't know how many people are signed in it. It could be 250,000 Jews that are signed on their mechira, right? Because it's Beishaya, right? All the Rabbanuts in the whole country go to one place, and he gives it to the Goy Erev Pesach. He's got 250,000 people there. According to the Orach HaShulchan and Shalimeisha B'chole, he's meant to give a Shavu Pruta on every single person signed, which, by the way, one of the reasons why the Shalimeisha we mentioned last year doesn't like the whole Mechira, because he says he didn't try to do that. So came along with Yashua Zatzal, and Yashua said he should give not even a Shavu Pruta, a shekel for every person. So for example, if the Badatz Eidus Chareidus come to the Goy, Erev Pesach with 1,000 people, let's say Bonagid, obviously it's much more than that, but let's say they come with 1,000 people, right? Come with 1,000 people, here, Rabbeisai, tell the Goy, I have 1,000 people over here who are selling their chometz. What should the Goy do? So Zukwa Vidasha, but Etzim is meant to give what? 1,000 shekel. 1 shekel for every person. So he gives 500 shekel. 500 shekel means I'll give a start off payment, and then eventually after Pesach I'll pay the rest. That's good enough, and that's the mice of what we do. Okay? Now, Kenyan number one, Keset. That's easy. That we can do. Next Kenyan. Kenyan Suda. Kenyan Chalipin. Where the Goy gives a garment that's his, he gives it to the Rav, who's the seller, and they switch it. And then the Goy is kind of all the chomet, as they state in the Chai Adam, as they state in the Orach HaShulchan, that is the Maisa, how it was, Kinyan Suda. Now, that's the Kinyan number two. Kinyan number three, Shtar. That's a Pasha, the one, right? He writes a Gansa Shtar, and he shows the Goy exactly what he's selling, explains to him every single word of the Shtar to explain to him exactly what he's selling, how he's selling, who he's selling, how much he's selling, all these sorts of details. And the Vada Ruh Yotza, where the Kinyan of Shtar, brings this over here in Tafem Chesed Kotten Yudzayin. Next, Zukta Ocha Shulchan Chai Odom Mishibur also brings the Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav is with Matan of the Goy, the Chometz Agav Karka. That means I'm renting the Goy the plays, Agav the Karka, I'm also going to selling the Chometz. Right, so it goes Kilu hand in hand. Right, again, Daily Post can mention this Kinyan. Number three is Kinyan Chotza.
What does that mean, Agav Karka?
I'm not going to go into detail on all the kinyonim, it's not shaykh, but what it means is I'm renting in this makom, Agav this makom is also getting the chometz. It comes together, hand in hand. Kinyan chotza is a similar idea as well with the chotza. Kinyan daisa is you go to goyim, right, and you made in front of goyim, and the chometz belongs to the goy, the mishavura brings this. And the last one is tkiyas kav, a handshake, right, the rov and the goy, erev pesach, shake hands. This is brought down by Rabbeisai, this is brought down the shulchan orach harav, it's brought down the shulchan the mishavura, see, because the new test says they're meant to shake hands. As I saw in the sefer that just came out yesterday from this Kavadah Gayid, that he wants a tiny brought down for Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe asked the Shaila, what happens if the Goy is selling it to a woman Goy? Now, according to the one of the Kinyonim that you need, which is Kinyon number 7, you need to shake hands. What's he meant to do? He's stuck. How's he going to shake a hand? It's a major bayah. Now, I'm not going to answer right now because it's not an Indian. But Akoponim, Rav Moshe asked the Kasha. The Akoponim, what are we doing over here? We've got 7 different types of Kinyonim. Which one we're missing? Mashiach. It's the best one. It's the best one. All we need really is a Mashiach and Kesef. We're okay, but because we don't have Mashiach, so we make all of these kinyonim. Now, what we do is we go into the Goy and we tell him, listen here, be'etzem, any one of these kinyonim will work. Not us, just in case, we're doing a few more. Then we sit down with him and we say to him, listen here, this shtar is written, tells exactly, for example, we make a specification in the shtar of how much chometz is there, which means we make an evaluation of how much chometz I'm selling. So, for example, the rabbanut normally make a be'erich, an estimation of 7 billion shekel, because they worked out Ozen factory, and they worked out an Angel Bakery, and they worked out all the pretzel factories and all the other things. It came to be'erich 7 billion shekel. Now, you don't look the place can have to do that. What you could do, and most hachshem that could do this, is say to go, listen, we're selling you the chometz. If you want to evaluate how much it's worth, so after Pesach, when you want to buy it, when you want to finish the sale, and you want to take everything, so we'll make an evaluation, we'll kind of send in all the estimators into all the different factories, in the different private houses to work out the whiskey, and work out the barley, and work out the pretzels, and work out the biscuits, and all these things, and then we'll make an evaluation, we'll charge you accordingly. And the guy said, okay, the seder, I don't need to know right now about how much it's going to be, because I want to buy everything anyway. So that's what we do. We specify not only that, I'll show you, also maybe towards the end, I'll show you one of the shtaras that's brought down. Now, by the way, these shtaras are not one I'm going to the Rav, I don't see any of these things. Because what I'm doing to the Rav is I'm making the Rav a Shliach. That we'll get to in a moment. But when the Rav sells it to the Goy, the last Rav who sells it to the Goy, Erev Pesach, so he has in there a list. For example, I have the Shtar here that Rav Ozna Shlita from Bnei Brak Taka used. If I've got it over here, and what it has over here, it's interesting, it's got all the details that we just mentioned, the name, address, and everything else, and then it has a list. It has a list of flour, has a list of how much challahs, how much biscuits, how much porridge oats, how much beer you've got, how much barley, how many tavlinin spices, how many chardel, all these sorts of things. And you write down how much you've got, how much each one is worth, and then you make a cheshbon. Now, again, not everybody does this. Sometimes you do it, like I said, afterwards. But our kaponim, this makes it into a real mechira. When you have all these things, I'll show you afterwards, it makes it into a real mechira. Now, bidi ebed, what's the halacha of bidi ebed if you didn't do that? You didn't tell the goy how much it's worth, anything else. You didn't specify it in the shtar, the meiser, it works. It's peseda, as I state, mekochayim nechavis yua, as I state, the chay odom, as I bring down, kiv ego, and others as well. Now, Rav Sibbe Yisrael Frank and Mekoy Kodesh has an interesting shayla. Are you allowed to sell Erev Pesach something that's going to become chometz on Pesach? You never know. Something's going to be, you know, I have matzah, and I put it into the soup, it's a shalom of box, and who knows, because something can become chometz on Pesach. Are you allowed to sell that Erev Pesach, so if it becomes chometz, it belongs to the guy. She has all shalit, tovah shaloi, bala oilam, and it's a shalom of breira, all the things. Lamaisa, he says that we don't do it anyway, but it could be lahalach if it works. Now, the goy has to understand what's going on. Somebody told me, for example, last year they were witness in England to watch how they sold it to a guy who didn't even speak a word of English. And they had to basically translate. They got someone who understood the language that he understood, and they translated every single word. They went through every single thing. It's very, very important for a person to do that. Now, let's move on. Let's move on. Even if the kinyonim that we do not work in the law of the land, for example, let's say in Chutz Laaretz, right? In Chutz Laaretz, if he would come to base, if he come to court with such a shtar, it would be nothing. It's meaningless. It's not an official document. It's a Yiddish shtar. It's a kosher halacha, Torahic shtar. Mimela the halacha is zut chasam sofer mefurish. Chasam sofer says no. Chaim says no. Kupi gimel. The sons of voice oichas the zalbazach and devi chaim. He says like this: that even if the kinyonim don't work in goyish law. But since the halacha they work, so it's coined into the goy owns it, and that's it. Some people write in the shtar that this shtar should work according to government laws. Beseda. Listen to this. To make the mechira a more choshev a mechira, what do? They make the goy take out an insurance policy on all the chometz that he bought. Why? Pasha de cheshbon. Can you imagine, Rachman Litzlan, if, I don't know, some pretzel factory on Cholomoy goes up in flames. Now, the owner of the factory comes to the goy, Matzah Pesach, and says, you now owe me 2 million shekel. So we're talking about, well, you bought Mohammed's Erev Pesach, that belonged to you, no, pay me for it now. Oh, you didn't pay me yet for it! That's a big bayah. So
no, what they do is that the guy owns it. He can't say, the guy owns it.
But if he doesn't own it, what's the mechira then? Shem
Yechachim! So the guy owns it, so you can't ask him for the money back.
But he didn't pay me yet. He didn't pay me. What do you mean? He bought it for me, he didn't pay me yet. That's just a major bayah. Mimela, what does the guy do? He takes an insurance policy on the side that something happens. He's not by Christ, not going to have to pay for it, which is a kavada gazah, because it makes the mechira good mechira. It shows us that what he's doing is a real zach. That's a nice joke. Come on, yeah, I'll take the chometz, you take the chometz back. But no, this is a real mechira. It's a kavada gazah. Mamash a kavada gazah. Now, the ma'aseh, that's what other people do. Now, with the key, what do we do with the key? There are mechmirim that give their key in. They give the key. They probably give the key with the shtar, and they give it over, and they give it back to me after Pesach because they want the goy to have the key to the house, right? Obel the meis the minig is nishta. So most people write in the shtar where the key can be found. It's by the neighbor. It's under there. Whatever it is, as the meis, that's the minig. What we do. And that's Beseda Gomel. They write in the shtar that he has right to knock down the door. He can smash down the door if I'm not there. It belongs to him, the chometz. And if he wants to have a drink of that real good 20-year-old oak cask sherry cask whiskey, which is anyway, whatever. And then he can knock down the door and come inside. There's a double poshet. Now, there is a shayla which we're not going into now, is when should the mechira take place? Should it be after the sreifa, before the sreifa, to shayla whether or not, when a mevatel chometz, is it included in the mechira or not, shayla ein rab shulchan aruch, that we can't go into at this moment of time. Now, let's move on, Zoe. Now, a couple more lochas before we finish this inyan. And that's like this. And that's already Motzah Pesach. Okay, we'll get to Motzah Pesach in a moment. Let's move on. The mokum, this is very choshev. The mokum of the chometz. We said that not only did we sell the chometz, but we have to miyachad him a mokum because I'm not taking it out of my house. I'm selling him the cupboard that belongs to him. This way I don't have to get it out of my house. That's what we do. This way I leave it in my house. I sell the mokum. We bought this from the Taz, the Mogen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Mishapura, the Maisa. That's what we do. Now, that means you can't lock it away. You can't put a padlock on it and hide the key because it belongs to the goy. You're showing that the mechira, initially get the mechira. It's going to be that he has availability to come at all times. Now, What we have to do as well to diminish the chashash of eating from that chametz, which we mentioned in Mishnah Berurah, take a choshish, that maybe on Pesach, since it's in the cupboard you normally take pretzels from, you may take pretzels on Pesach. So you put a, that's where the minhag came from, the Buchach and Neishel Avraham, the Betzel HaChochma, also Chelev Avosim and Lamadala, the Kinyan Terim, Chelev Alosim and Kovio, they all say that you should put a sign on the cupboard. And that's the minhag in Klal Yisrael. You put a sign on the cupboard saying Machor Lagoy, and that's it. And that is the Heka, Ki'ilu. That will stop a person from eating it on Pesach. Now, do we sell it to him, or do we rent it to him? He'll say, my nafkamina, tremendous nafkamina. We'll start like this. Some police can say, the Makor Chaim, and the Shaz and Shuvit Vamoshe, as well, they all hold that, no, you've got to sell it, mamish. You've got to sell it to the guy. Renting is not good enough. Why? Kinyonim reasons, that's reason number one. There's other reasons as well, that we're not going as well. Chai Bachrayas, okay. But in many places, come on, no. You can rent it to him, that's good enough. Azoi shteit nachsam sofa, azoi shteit nivichayim, minchashayim, machayim, whatever. That the meister, we can rent it, and that's good enough, right? Now, I'll give you a few reasons why we rent it. Reason number one, are you telling me that selling it is good? It's a shtickle, Rama. I'm selling him the cupboard in my house. Come on. You're selling him the cupboard in my house? Let me sell the cupboard in the house to the goy when it belongs to it. It's ridiculous. It's a shtickle, Rama. That's one reason why we rent it. Another reason we rent it is because then the renter can be chal with a keser without a shtar. And the third reason is Eretz Yisrael. Zuk the Gemara about the Zorach of Aleph Omebeins. You're not allowed to sell karka to a goy. It's an issue of Lois Sechonim. Shememela, what do? You rent it to the guy. Oh, rent it to the guy in Eretz Yisrael is muta. But to sell to the guy, that's mamash a problem. To sell the mokim in Eretz Yisrael to the guy is a shayla of leisachonim. No, the shayla meishav asked the shayla, what's going on? It's the tzorich. They talk about it. We're not going into the Indian right now. And I'm going to give you two nafkaminas in America and chutzlarts in England not to sell the mokim to the guy. What's the reason? Reason number one is what's with Hilchos Mezuzah. A person has a room. He sells the whole chometz like a kitchen to the guy. I lock the kitchen up. Go to. I sell the whole thing to the guy. My problem is matzah pesach had come inside. I've reacquired these kelim from a guy, and we know the halach in Yehudei Simon Kuvchav that when you take a kli from a guy, you have to do tvidas kelim. Mimela matzah pesach. What are you going to have to do? You have to tovel all the kelim in the kitchen. Mimela, we rent it to the guy. Rent into the goy doesn't give me a chiyuv tevira, right? We went backwards and forwards every day. You realize, right? What do we do? There's two separate things. I've always said. There's the mezuzah and there's tevira. Number one, well, tevira.
Renting when you rent the
mokoy, the kitchen.
No, some people sell like the kelim because it has chametz in it, like the.
So they sell the mamushes onto the kelim. They don't sell the kelim itself. Look at the shtar. Because if you sell the kelim itself, you have a major shayla with tevira's kelim. And there's no problem with bleeds inside the kelim. I'm Mishabu in the beginning of Semitut from Aleph, Subalev over there. There's no bayah. There's bayah number two is what's with the mezuzah. If I sell the guy this house, this room, it's potem in a mezuzah because it belongs to a guy. Now, Motzah Pesach, we're going to get back from the guy. You get back from the guy, Tasev Lemon Osi. It's Chaim in the mezuzah. The mezuzah is already on. Tasev Lemon Osi means I've got to take off the mezuzah and put it back on again. Semimimim, there's another reason to rent it. Azosh Tate and Divin Makil. These two reasons why people rent it. These two reasons why people rent it. People rent it now. You have a major problem. What happens if you're renting an apartment here in Eretz Yisrael? It doesn't belong to you. You're renting it from your baldir, and your baldir says you're not allowed to rent it to anybody else. Are you allowed to rent it to the goy? I'm allowed to make a shtar mechira. I'm allowed to rent it to the goy. It's the post can say, Avada, he's not makpid on that. Especially as I'm not allowing the goy to live here. If the goy would come and live here, I'd say, get out of here. I'm giving him rishus to put his things in here. And that's mutter, even if you have no rishus to rent your apartment. Now, two more shailas, Rabbi Sai, is as follows. Are you allowed on Pesach? Obviously, this negates to every single person on Pesach. Are you allowed to walk into the place where you sold the goy chometz? For example, two people came over to me last Pesach. One of them had a cupboard that he sold to the goy. He needs something inside. He didn't chop. He left other things in there. He needed it on Pesach. Guy number two came to me. He says to me, I have medicine that I didn't realize. Unfortunately, one of the kids got not well. They need the medicine, right? It wasn't a shiloh chometz, but the other medicine. They sold the cupboard to the goy. I had to open the cupboard, or maybe not. Now, Rosh Chaim Zalman said it's awesome. Why? Well, you just sold it, you rented it to the guy. No, you're opening up and using it. So you bottle the whole machia. You make the whole thing into mamash a joke.
Way you're selling, you're renting the mamashas of inside the pie. You're renting the mamashas of inside the pie.
No, but if you're renting the whole mokum, if you're renting him the mokum, this whole cupboard now belongs to the guy, and now I'm going to stop taking things from the cupboard. So what's going on? So Takarim Shem and Zama said you're making it into a joke. La halacha is you can be makel. Rav Yashiv, for example, and others as well say that most times we write it on the shtar. They write on the shtar, and the guy understands this. that the Yid is allowed to reach this regal. He's allowed to walk in there. He's allowed to take something from there. Oba, zuk the priest, zuk the chazanish, but derech harai. Derech harai. Sometimes you shouldn't go in there all the time. You shouldn't open up that cupboard all the time. If I'm all you need something, alright, this is very negeah. Sometimes you sell the whole kitchen. You sell the whole kitchen to the guy, and it happens to be you left the broom in there. Now you realize Shabbos Yom Tov morning, in the first morning, I left the broom in there. I want to go inside there, right? So everybody's petrified to go in there. Maybe I'll see a piece of bread, and who knows what will happen to me. I don't know. Oh, but the real halacha is, but Maderech Arai, you can be Meikel, because the guy generally is not Makbid on that. Now, Moshe Shtermach Agav has a whole tshuva over here in Tshuvas and Hoggers that he wants to tie in a faket not to say of Jesus Aregel, because then the Schiris is a whole shayla of a Bedika, without really not going into it at this moment of time. Two things I'm going to say. Number one, when you go to the Rav to sell your chometz, you're not selling it to the Rav. You're making him the shliach to sell it to the goy. And what's this kinyan that we do? We pick up the gartel, drop the gartel, how much pick up the gartel, the ganza meisa. Be'etzem, it comes from Rambam, but there's no makor be'etzem. There's no reason for it. The Rambam says the only reason why we do it, stop, to make it look like something choshev. Remis, you don't need that. I have a shtar with a chasima. What I need that? What's the gartel? So the meisa, don't need that. Last thing is Rabbi say Motzi Yontov. Motzi Pesach, what do you do? That Rabbi say, let me tell you the meisa, this is what goes on Motzi Pesach in every single community in the ganze welt. The Rav goes over to the guy's house. Knocks at the door, right? Johnny over there opens the door. The Rav comes in and says, hey, give me the money for all the chometz that you bought. So the guy says, no, I haven't got so much money. Well, I don't want it. He says, okay, can I buy it back from you? Okay. And that's how it goes. He makes a kinyan, he takes back the shtar, he makes a sashin of kesef, he gives a shluga money as a shekel arvava, and the maisa, that's what we do. As I stated in the poskim, that's the maisa what we do. Now, it's a real kinyan. He's buying it back. It's not a joke. Again, Rabbi Chas Roshon to say it's a joke on many Klal Yisrael. It's taka real zach. Now, when is the zman? This is very important. Often people think that straight after Motzi Yom Tov, open up the cupboard and start raiding the cupboard for pretzels. You have to be careful. Right? The Ochashokan says a person, the Rav should not delay it. It should be mamish miyad achav dollar. Why? So the balabatim don't start opening up their shops and being busy with chometz that belongs to the goy. Mimela, a person has to wait a little bit of time in order for the goy, the Rav, to go meet with the goy. Right? He has to have marry the Rav. And then he goes to the goy's house and then he buys it back. But if you go before that, you have a bayah. One second. The chometz has to be going back with a kinyan. You don't just get it back, that's a dover posh, he returns the shtar, and you don't need all the kinyanim that you need before Pesach, you don't need all the kinyanim over there. Now, in chutzlos and Eretz Yisrael, there's two mahalchim. Sometimes what people do is the Rav gets it back for himself. Right, and this way he's not coining it back to his people that he sold to who are right now Chutzlaritz right now. Some people make two different mechiris, one for Eretz Yisrael and for Chutzlaritz, or some people say I'm only being coined that from the people here in Eretz Yisrael, people in Chutzlaritz not. Lemaisa.
What would happen if the guy drops dead?
Oh, it's a very good kasha. That's another reason why they take off in Troy, but Pasha goes to the Yoshin. If he's got no Yoshin, then you have a major bayah.
Yeah.
It's a major bayah. It depends on the chosidin, it depends on all sorts of things, but the kasha is discussed in the poskim. Now, lemaisa, listen carefully. What happens if to the goy did not, the Rav didn't reach the goy fast enough? So the Eishan Avon, the Butchacha writes that you can sell the chometz. One can use the chometz that was sold al das to pay it back if the guy wants it. That means, if the moment after Pesach, mamish, nacht was, quarter to seven, the guy opens up the cupboard, starts pressing pretzels. It's a shalit from Geneva. It doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the guy. But you allow him to do buchacha. If the reason that you're having it is if the guy taka wants this nice packet of half-eaten pretzels, right, I'll pay him back. I'm paying back for it. Say Machanami, that's why, again, if a person should lechatchila not do that, for example, in some communities in Chutzlaritz, the Rav will tell everybody, please do not eat chometz for 1 hour after Nacht. At that time, to get there, make the kinyanim, b'chole. Oh, but again, but the evidence if a person did it, there is a buchacha that wants to be makel and says that if you have das to pay him back, there is no problem b'chlal. Rabbeinu Tam also is a big shy luzad that we can't go into at this mokan of time, but Akoponim, we've discussed over here the inyanim of Mechiris chometz. Tomorrow, I want to go to a different inyan. What's the halach if you find chometz after Pesach? You come back to your room over here, and you find under your bed, in your cupboard, a little packet of pretzels. No, I did a mechira, I didn't do a mechira, I did bittel, I didn't do bittel. It's a major, major nafkaminis. I'll tell you a maitzah shahaya that I know personally myself. I know a fellow that gave his whole factory, he owned a factory in Chutzlaritz, and he gave it over to the Rav to sell. The Rav came to him after Pesach and said, I'm terribly sorry, but I forgot to sell it. Is he allowed to use thousands and thousands worth of goods over there? Is he allowed to use it or not? Bezer Shem Rabbi Zai, join us tomorrow when we'll discuss that in.